B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And one of the new look Flyers who has rolled in from the bad streets of Columbus, Ohio, where you think it's tough in Philly, Columbus, man. Sometimes they don't have sweet and low. It's that rough. It really is. Cam Atkinson joining us. One of the newest Flyers. Cam, you realize what you're walking into? This is a fan base that is rabid and excited. Columbus does well, though, right?
Yeah, we do okay.
They do okay.
Not,
we got you now.
We're moving on to bigger and better.
We like hearing that. Tell us about coming to a new team and so many other new faces. I mean, this is a bit of a, not a complete overhaul, but a big difference than what you previously had in Columbus.
Yeah, super excited to be here, close to home. I got a big crew coming tonight. But yeah, bringing in all these new faces, a lot of older veteran guys, leadership group kind of thing. It's great for his organization. We're just excited to get going tonight.
You have to be a certain age before they start talking about what leadership you're bringing to the table, because you got a lot of hockey left in you.
Yeah, I do. I do personally. I think it's just experience and you know how long you've been in the league and that sort of thing.
Cam, is that put upon you when you come over to a new team, or was it put upon you this summer? Things get done, you come over. Was it asked of you to be the leader, or is it just assumed by this coaching staff?
I think just assumed. You know, I wore the A in Columbus for the last 4 to 5 years. So I think it's just part of the territory and that experience of being in the league for 11 years now. Know what it takes to win and try to bring that energy and that leadership group to this new team.
You had spent your entire career in Columbus, right? And you end up getting traded to Philadelphia, and obviously you're thrilled not to be going to Buffalo, but this wasn't a team that did all that well last season, yet it seemed like you were thrilled to be coming to Philly. What was it about Philadelphia that got you so excited?
I mean, there's so many different reasons, just the history itself. You know, I think last year was kind of a joke for everyone, and to turn the page and realize that the year before last year they were in the Eastern Conference Finals or right there. So they have the team to go far and do well and to bring in some of these new faces and just new life, new energy. I think we have a really good opportunity here. And, you know, we're all getting older, so the time is now.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
If I asked you a word to describe what you believe your new chemistry is in that team, something that would define what this Flyers team is going to look like, what would the word be?
I would say family. You know, I think all you want as a team is to become, you know, brothers in a sense. And I think we did that early on in building that camaraderie and going on a couple of different golf trips. And, you know, we're ready to rock and roll.
Golf trips, where'd you go?
I forget the name of the first track we went to. It was about an hour away, but
okay. But you're doing more of the local tour right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Yeah,
Cam, you've been in the league a while, as you said. When you have a year like last year, which you labeled as I forget the word you used, but not good. Does it give you rejuvenation starting a new season? Like, okay, every year's new and different and fun, but even after last year, is it even heightened maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, I think everyone's in a different situation. For me, obviously, it's a new slate, turn the page, and obviously coming to a team like the Flyers, closer to home. You know, I consider this organization an original six, even though they're not, but just the history itself and what they've accomplished in the fans. And, I'm just super excited to be a part of this organization and to win games for the fans here and hopefully bring a cup back to Broadway.
When you got traded here, was there one player that you thought, man, I can't wait to play with that guy? I've admired his game for the longest time, and now I finally get to play with him. Was there one guy, or was it, you know, a bunch of guys?
I mean, being around the league for so long, my teammates in Columbus are best friends with some of the guys that have been here, like Scott Laud is best friends with Budenjenner. So you hear stories of those guys, TK. I mean, there's so much good talent in the locker room, but I've been fortunate to go to a couple All-Star games and play with Giroux. And to see what he does on a regular basis in practice and stuff, it's one of those things where I don't take for granted. You know, it's he's a special talent and super gifted, and I just love watching how he goes about his business.
You think this team will have an identity in a week, in a month, in 3 months? And if you think you know, what will the identity be?
You know, it's we got a couple guys banged up right now, but you know, we're gonna put it on the line every single day, every single night, and give the fans something to cheer about and be proud of.
Cam, we appreciate you stopping by today. Good luck and good health to you all season long.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Cam Atkinson joining us here. Fantastic to meet him here on the John Kincaid Show. We are live with the Flyers opening night here. Cam looks like he's 23, Bob.
He does. He does.
You know how old he is?
For 11 years, 34, right?
32.
32, I'm sorry. Yeah, for 11 years in the league.
He's 32.
Yeah, he's getting it
done. Chevy said he needed to shave. Oh, I mean, that's how much of a baby face he is.
The same age.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Basically the same guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.